stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new Superstart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's a huge difference between my day job, as it were, you know, making films, and then playing music. The one thing about music is that it's immediate. I mean, it's instant. And there's one take, right? You know, so sort of trying to deliver something, some feeling to the audience, in which they, in return, give something back. So that happens in a very immediate way. And in cinema, when you're working on a film, you know, when you're working on a set, essentially you do the bit, you know, you do your work and you explore various possibilities of the scene, so that you kind of covered all bases in terms of giving options to the filmmaker, you know. And in that, once the scene is done, and once the film is done, I sort of feel like it's none of my business what happens after.
My mom, my dad never really had anything that you could call religion, you know. But I had an uncle who was a preacher, my uncle Denny, and we'd have to go watch him preach on Sunday, and I knew the guy, you know, he's my uncle, so I watched him very closely, and he had that beautiful kind of evangelical cadence that draws you in. And then it's, you know, maybe I'm 6, 7 years old, and suddenly you see grown-ups, adults, you know, throwing their hands up into the air, screaming, "I'm saved," running up and grabbing his ankle and kissing his shoe and speaking in tongues and all that stuff. So for me to see that, you know, and it was, I mean, it was intense, you know. And again, like, I knew the guy. He carried a lead pipe in his golden Cadillac with a TV in it. You all just stove people's heads in if you had to. So I could see the two sides of the man. So at that ripe old age of 6 or 7 years old, I realized, this is bullshit. Going through school, you're either an insider.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Or you're an outsider or whatever. I definitely never wanted to be inside, because I found those people pretty boring and pretty monotonous. And they thought about things like, you know, obsessed on sports scores and things like that. So I never considered myself outside. I just didn't consider myself inside.
I think one must attempt the possibility of falling flat on your face.
I wouldn't read a thing that they gave me in school. I just wouldn't, because I had teachers that I just never felt they were particularly interested in teaching. They never gave me the feeling that they wanted to teach me anything. It was sort of by the numbers. So I searched out a book in a library, and it was called Abnormal Psychology and Modern Life. And I read it cover to cover to try to, I don't know, I suppose, diagnose myself.
Going into hospitals where there's, you know, very, very, very sick kiddies, you know, little kids and their parents. And they're facing adult pain. They're facing the most difficult thing in life that any one of us will face, which is death. If there's any way for me to go into a hospital like that and at least take them out of that, or you know, give them some kind of, you know, jolt of, hey, you're going to be all right kind of thing, you know, just, you know, fight it, keep fighting the good fight and all that. And then you see these, you see the courage in their eyes, the courage of these children, and you see these big smiles on their faces, and then you look in the corner and you see the parents melting, you know, just dying themselves. I have to do it, you know. I feel I owe that at the very least, you know. So for me it's satisfying to meet these amazing people, and it's heartbreaking, but if you've touched someone's life for just a second or a minute, I'll do that for the rest of my days, you know.